Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
The evidence. I was blind. Now I see. How do you explain divine healing? Sometimes it's gradual. Most time it is. Sometimes it's instantaneous. But most time it's gradual. The Bible described it. And the sick began to amend. Since I started preaching, some people are amending already. Said, amend at that same hour. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. So this year, because the world works, we must keep our faith frequency high. We must. Four things you must do. Number one, get rid of all superfluity of naughtiness. James 1:21. You have to renew your mind. Romans 12:2. Get rid. You know what superfluity of naughtiness is? We've heard that before. No, I don't believe that. That's pastor's opinion. It's superfluity of naughtiness. So get rid of all that. Renewal of your mind will bring liberation to your life. There's no other way. When you can just wrap your mind, this is your word, Lord, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I know you believe it. This word is eternal. I also believe it. And I am appropriating it to my life. So get rid of all. Secondly, love the word. Love Jesus. Study about Jesus. Study the word. Learn the word. Treat the word as precious personal treasure that you must respect and honor. A lot of people walk in dishonor towards the word of God. Treat it with respect. Treat the word of God above any physical or material things. John 15:16, Jeremiah described it. He said, oh Lord, your word were found. And I did hit them. You look for treasure to find them. He said, he's comparing it. Your word were found. And I did hit them. Those words have become rejoicing to my soul because I am called by your name. Thirdly, beware of Satan intrigues. He still has this old trick of deception. But beware of it. Satan fears the word. So that's why he discolors the truth from people. I mean, he discolored it. Satan only thrives in darkness. So don't walk in darkness. If you do, Satan are empa. That's why he's called ancient. He only experienced. And he has those two. The lust of the eyes. The lust of the flesh. The pride of life. And it's not something that you are looking for. It's packaging practically everything that is around us today. The lust of the eyes. The lust of the flesh. The pride of life. So beware. The Bible says, it's Peter. This is how he put it. He said your adversary. Even your adversary. He walks around. Looking for whom to devour. But he says in the next verse, he said, resist him in the faith. Resist him. You shall know the truth. The power that is in Jesus will set you free. And if you are set free by Jesus, don't entangle. That's what Paul says. Don't entangle yourself with any yoke of bondage. Walk in the reality of that liberty. You know, it's the other extreme that says maybe Satan is just one little boy, is an extreme. Ogbon. The craftiness has not been taken from him. But he's just turned into a negative thing. So he knows. And somebody who's been here for over 6,000 years, only experience now. But the truth is that there is no wisdom against the Lord. It's the whole trick, but don't run when you're a leper. People still fall for him in that whole trick. What? I mean, that basic one toward the native language is lies. John 8:44. NIV says his native language is lies. So when you see someone, you say your native language is Yoruba, your native language is Hausa, your native language is Hefik, your native language is Ibiobio. Satan's native language, even if he wants to tell the truth, there's no way he can't. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So beware of his intrigues. And the last thing there is that the word is your light. Is the light and the life of the believer. Never forget that. Even when you find yourself in what looks like darkness, hey, turn on the light. Turn on the light. The word is your light. Is the life of the believer. The word has the capacity to light up every dark area. Take charge and enforce your victory. Something. Please, let me conclude. Let's go to Psalm 119. I want to put that psalm in context for us tonight. Psalm 119 is an amazing psalm. The longest psalm with 176 verses. And it deals directly with every topic of the scripture. Virtually every verse there, in those 176 verses, refers to God's word in varying contexts. David used a variety of terminology to describe God's word in Psalm 119. So you read in some verses commandments. You read in some other law. You read in some other verses statutes. You read in some other verses precepts. You read in some other verses ordinances. You read in some other verses, rules, words, testimonies. They are all referring to scriptures as they existed in David's day. Essentially, if you read the first five books of the Bible, you'll find out that those words were used there. So in those 176 verses, it's the best example of scripture speaking about scripture. The word of God speaking about the word of God. So, in those 176 verses, we see David interacting with the word of God in five different ways, which I want to quickly list. Five different ways. And it should be the template for the believers in Christ today. Number one, we see that David, in those 176 verses, he emphasized trusting the word of God. Trusting. That's number one. He trusted in the word of God. So there is need for you and I to also emulate that template. In verse 151 of Psalm 119, talking about trusting the word of God, Psalm 119, verse 151, it says, "You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true." So the scriptures are true. Whether it is old, whether it is silent years, whether it's the New Testament, all scripture are truth. Hey, it will help your faith as a believer if you can just cultivate that mindset. He took my sickness. It is true. Even if you feel symptoms in your body, he took. So, Psalm 150, verse 151 says, the scriptures are true. And the second thing that you know, trusting the word of the Lord, is that he believes in them. Verse 66. David believed the word. Verse 66. He said, "Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your word." Third thing that you find under trusting is that he trusts, David trusted in the reliability of God's word. Verse 42. It says, so shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. David made a statement in verse 160. He said, the entirety of your word is what? And every one of your righteous judgment. You know, I said, the words that he used, judgment, precept, commandment. Every of your righteous word does what? Endures forever. So, we must regard the word of God as being fully, entirely trustworthy. Even though we are dealing with repeated critics which permeate our culture today, for you as a believer, you must know that the word of God is true. And I can answer that question tonight. You don't have to answer me. Hey, you are being a believer. Do you actually believe that the word of God in its entirety is absolutely true? If you don't, you have work to do this year. And it's by you studying the word, that's where you can know. His word is true. And if you read from Genesis to Revelation, there's just only one person that is talking about the word, Jesus. So what you will find out, if you are reading the Old Testament, is that the Old Testament is New Testament concealed. And then if you flip to the New Testament, the New Testament is Old Testament revealed. So Jesus is the theme. Secondly, in Psalm 119, David encourages the need to study the word of God. So David doesn't just believe the word, he's also a student of the word. He learns it. Verse 73. He said, your hands have made me and fashioned me. He said, give me understanding that I may learn your word. So that's why we need the Holy Spirit. To study, to be a student of the word. David also seek it. That's what students do. He seeks it. Verse 155. He seeks it. He says, salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your status or your statute or your word. David also memorized it. Verse 153. He memorized it. 153. He said, consider my affliction and deliver me. He said, but I do not forget your word. David regularly meditated in it. If God's word is really true, then there is need for you and I to commit ourselves to be diligent students of the word. We need to embrace it with our minds and then as well as our hearts. You know, some people give just mental accent to the word. They know that Jesus healed. They know he paid the price. But when it comes to appropriating healing, they don't want to. They say, maybe healing has been done with. No. It's not just mental accent, but heart accent with the word. Thirdly, David emphasized in Psalm 119 the need for us to use the word of God. It is one thing to know the word. It is one thing to believe the word. It is another thing to rely on it. If you see a good herbalist, there is no good herbalist, but a good one. If you see a good herbalist, they boast. They boast in their charms. So if you really believe this word, if you really know the word, you have to rely on it. I mean, the story is told of someone traveling. He read the Bible up to a point. And then the car started somersaulting. He said, Mokuo, Shokmono. Shokmono is God of iron. Eh? God of smallpox. Okay. So we need to lean on the word of God for encouragement and hope. Verse 24 of Psalm 119, David described the word as being his counselor. He said, your testimonies are my delight, are my what? The word of God gives strength. Verse 28, he said, my soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. The word of God brings comfort in affliction. Verse 50. He said, this is my comfort in my affliction. For your word has done what? In other words, when we are faced with hopeless situation, the word gives us life. In verse 105, he said, your word is what? A lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So, there is that aspect of reliability on God's word. In verse 156, it talks about the word as being the very source of life. It said, great are your tender mercies, O Lord, but revive me according to your word. According to your word. Fourthly, there is need for us to delight in the word of God. David emphasized it. So, one, trust the word of God. Two, study the word of God. Three, acting or using the word of God as the source of our lives. And then number four, delight or delighting in the word of God. Delighting in the word of God. David loves God's words. Verse 159. He loves it. I see the treasures and I am disgusted, because they do not keep your word. Verse 162, it says, he rejoices at that word as one that just won Niger Bet. Why am I talking about Niger Bet tonight? I don't even know what it is, but I see the advert. What's Niger Bet, sir? Is it Kalo Kalo? Okay, I withdraw comparing Kalo Kalo with God's word. He said, I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. And when you find great treasures, what do you do? Do you just place it anywhere? No. You hide it. You hide it. You treat it with care. In verse 18, it talks about the word being the wondrous guide. Verse 18, it said, open my eyes that I may see wondrous things out of your word. It says in verse 72 that the word of God is better than thousands of gold and silver pieces. It said, the law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and of silver. And then it says in verse 103, it said, the word of God is sweeter than honey to his mouth. And then lastly tonight, please, most believers, it's been found out now that they just treat the word of God as something they are just supposed to do, whether it is, something casually. No, David had the passion for it. He had the zeal for it. David is not ready to put up with anything contrary to the word. So he's just has it. And I said this, please, this year, if you notice that you have any weakness in any area of your life, this is the year to deal with it. If you have drinking problem, if you have nicotine problem, that thing is not supposed, you are desecrating the word of God. Everything is made by the word. Alcohol in a bottle should not have dominion over you. Nicotine should not have dominion over you. Sexual sin should not have dominion. Let this be the year that you say the acts of God's word is laid at the root of this. Everything God has not planted that is trying to germinate and bear fruit in my life, I cut them off. Do the self-deliverance. Let me share this story with you. In those days when I began my faith walk, there's this guy who had issue before he became a Christian, sleeping with prostitutes. I don't know why I'm bringing that story tonight. So he used to come to our pastor, and they used to do deliverance. He would cry, "I've done it again, I've done it again, I've done it again." So our pastor would do deliverance. But one of those days, he came. And the pastor, he said, light just dawned on his heart, because the pastor shared the testimony with us. He said, to sleep with a prostitute, it means you leave your house. You enter your car. You negotiate. Then you pay before service. So, while he was waiting at the reception, so the pastor said, call him in. Pastor said, today, we are going there to sleep with the prostitute together. Because at least that jacked him off. Pastor. So the pastor carried him in his car. And so, he said, where is the address? Told him the address. So the pastor parked, because thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. So the pastor parked at this side of the road. So he said it just occurred to him too. So the guy would take a taxi, drop at this bus stop, and then cross the road. So if it's the devil. So he said, where's the place? He said, that's the place. Pastor told him, he said, so get down from my car. So he said, the first thing you need to do, say to yourself, Satan, I am here today with my pastor. We are going to that place. So come and carry us from this place now and cross the road. So the guy, in his innocency, closed his eyes and prayed. So, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, the devil didn't show up. You know what the guy said? He said, Pastor, Ejama Lolly. That was the deliverance. Because light came. You need to cooperate with something for it to have dominion over you. I say it again. If you have, I don't have problem. If you are just coming into the faith, you are struggling with beer, you are struggling with nicotine. But learn your do meta. Or do maru. Or do meje. Or do major. And then usually, this is the deception. When you are going to ask people for counseling, and you say, don't struggle, Loma Abiri. It happened to me when I was growing up. You know, we used to listen to music and all that. Interesting thing that I found out. Kingy, what is that bro saying? He said, we should not listen to worldly music. He said, me too, I'm wondering. I still listen to Lionel Richie. Me, I do Bob Marley and Fela. And then, I lose Holy Ghost. Go there, so we come out, sorry. But the truth is that some of the guys who said that they have inspiration from me, they were not settled in their faith. So I'm saying to you, if you are struggling with green bottle, to batik pari ishe malole. Don't do any hangout. Because when you hang out, you will hang in. And then if you have problem with sex, don't go to where they say hanging out and all that. And at the end, to about D12, how mo? Say no. Pope, if you pope, let. And the way the devil works, if you like fear complexion women, that's the one they push to you. So you are a goner before you even watch the match. You have gone. See, that's why the Bible says wisdom is profitable to direct. Some people they resist. And they not, that's why this message, nonsense of message of grace, that grace cover all. Hey, You are just limiting your potential as a believer. You can't, you see, what you have not overcome, you can't preach to other people. Praise God. We're going to some other things. I don't see this life is only one. I don't know about you. Alcohol can't enter this body anymore. Because I know where I'm coming from. I've told my wife, some of you may not know, if you are coming from Alagomeji, that bend where One Transport Company is, it used to be a nightclub, phase two. Belati Mawalati Unilag, Lati Friday, OD, Arrow Monday. So, see, he who is without sin, let him throw the first one. See, I have. Then is it night Morodin Abi? We leave Lagos, the most beautiful girl in Nigeria at Oba. God save me, I would have died in that thing too. That stampede that year. Is it days that we will go on a Eko Bridge? They will ask us to land down, do front jump, because we are drunk. So there is, see, I know what he has done. I am the temple. And hey, it's a decision. But I'm going to bomb, motion, you're sick, gamu. For those of you who are smokers, if I do my lips, you will we know ourselves. If you have issues with alcohol, don't do social drinking. When you go for those meetings, drink water. You say you are networking. What in network life, hello? Don't forget, the devil is not interested in those who drink. There is sons and daughters. You know, there is a new wave in Lagos. Marijuana, and drink, Otuto, Red Bull, NSE, all of them mixed together. Science student, chemistry and biology. You can't, then shisha. Hey, the Malians. See, hey, see. Let me say to you, some of you go, hey, mommy ni Malians, go and check your Urban Dictionary. Someone who behave abnormally, who does not conform to things, go and look at it, it's there. Google it while you are here. I'm not heavenly minded and heartily useless. I'm still alive to my environment. Because you see, for me, this is how it works. I'm looking at the church in 5 years' time, 10 years' time. Till if I want your body badge, they won't be looking for healing. And you are close. See, the Bible says, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. Hey, you are different, oh. Even in the natural life, have you seen American ambassador drunk and put his head on the table at a party? They will recall him home. The home country will recall him. They don't talk anyhow. Ambassadors in the natural, they don't dress anyhow. No matter the liberality, girl, the American president. No matter the liberality, American president, because America is regarded as the first. So the first family, everything first. The way they walk, the way they dress, where they go, where they eat, how much more we are the ambassadors of Christ. You might say I'm old school, but don't pay me. Because in my old school, I've enjoyed joy, I've enjoyed peace, I've enjoyed fulfillment. I don't compare. You see, low self-esteem, woman, that was a lot left. I'm not trying to be you. I can't be you. I can't be Pastor. It can't be me. I can't be Kenny. It can't be me. So why do I have to live my life impressing other people who are not impressed in the first place? Let me give you the last point and we'll close. Tabaje, you see, in Yoruba, believers is called Onigbagbo. It means you own something that you believe in. You are so assured with it. If, because you lose your sense of reasoning, you lose your sense of reasoning. Because NSC is cheap. One staff will pay table like, I don't know if you have also noticed. I don't know why I'm dwelling on this, but I think it's good. If you have noticed in advance, in some of those advanced countries, alcohol is cheaper than water. So the last thing, see, any Christian who says they love God but despises God's love is living a life of contradiction. I can't deceive you. I can't deceive you on that. There is no sacrifice, because there is no other sacrifice. You know, it's the Old Testament. That's where Mary Waka Kovai. No, it's a life of contradiction. It's a life of contradiction. It's a life that is opposite. You are a kingdom person. Ha! Do you know the price that God put over you? 1 Peter 2:8. Can we all read it together? You may not feel like it. It doesn't work with feeling. It works with your believing. 1 Peter 2:8. It said, a stone of stumbling, a stone of rock of offense, they stumble, being disobedient to the word, which they were also appointed. But you. Can we read together? 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, 3, 4. It doesn't matter what people give this interpretation. You are a Nazarene. Whether you are drinking in your room or you are drinking publicly, that's what Solomon said. And if Solomon writes something, say, let's listen to him. It's uncomely for kings to mingle with wine. Number 5, obeying the word of God. Obeying the word of God. You see it in Psalm 119. Obeying the word of God. I think we spent time, but it's worth it. But I trust we will close by 8:30 because we still want us to pray for those set of people. God wants us to obey his word. So David repeatedly expresses his desire to actually obey God's law. David, you will read in Psalm 119, he wants to follow it. He wants to keep it. He wants to fulfill it. In our world today, the concept of obeying the law is not a popular one. Many see it as contrary to grace. You can't live your life without boundaries. I don't know about you. There must be boundaries. And the word of God has created those boundaries around our lives. You know how to deal with alcohol? I don't know why I'm coming back to it. If you own a bar, destroy it. Because as long as that bar is sharing your home, you can't be free from alcohol. When I was growing up, kosio awon moti awon tauti ton je drunkard. Interpretation. When I was growing up, there is no beer parlor we will visit that the son or the daughter of the owner doesn't drink. When I was growing up, if it is Ogokoro, Charge 7, you test. That's a brand, Charge 7. We know ourselves. And those who know, they know. If you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't know. That when you put it in your mouth and you test the veracity. And you say mu short in sin tekula lo. Praise God. And you are close, you say. See, look at what David did in Psalm 110. He wasn't keeping those laws in order to hand salvation, but he was keeping the word of God out of love for God. And he was obeying out of the heart of faith. And please, let's remember, Jesus himself was very much about obeying the law. So, let's not despise. You know, some people just think, if you put boundary, you don't tell us what to do, don't tell us what to do, don't tell us how to do it. No. Jesus delighted in keeping his Father's law. He obeyed on our behalf, and his righteous status is imputed by us by faith. So, we must also live our life to trust God, to trust his word, to study his word, to use his word, to delight in his word, and to obey his word. And David serves as our own example. I close with this verse of scripture, Acts chapter 13, verse 38. That was a summary of the life of David. The Bible says, let me die the death of the righteous. Let my hand be like one of them. Acts 13, 38. 13, 38. No, 17:38. Is that 13:30? What? No, it's 13. What I'm looking for, David, having served God in his own generation. 36. Yeah. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, he fell asleep and was buried with his father. The corruption there talks about the flesh. But you know, David prayed that prayer often. He said, you will not allow your Holy One. Yeah. This Christianity is real. The life of God is real. Hey, let's live this life in accordance to his word. I pray that this year, God will give each one of us testimonies. A testimony of the reality of the overcoming life that we have with Christ Jesus. This year, we will get out of the motion. You know, there is the motion of Christianity. Maybe not tonight. I will not talk about it. But you know, there is a motion of Christianity. It's the spirit of complacency. So you hear these days, I've been at home for the last 3 years. I've not been to any church. It's complacency. Their soul is cold. Yeah. And what does Revelation say? If yet you are neither hot, nor you are either cold. It says, it's because I don't like the way those pastors run churches. Is your salvation in pastor or is in Christ Jesus? Where do you put the place where I say, let us not forsake? There's a place for it. There's a place for it. There's a place for it for me to see doctor every week. And shake his hand. There is a place for it. He said, no, I practice my own Christianity. That's why you have many troubles. Because this is a family. In your own natural family, if you come home every day and you just go, you don't watch TV with anyone, you don't help them to cook, you just enter into your room, then we do family meeting on you. Because it is in going to kitchen together, playing together, that you fight, self. But you grow. And in most home, where they have it together, you say, this is family. You hear that as part of their native language in that home. Remember, we are family. No matter the differences, this is still family of God. Hey, the church, as long as Jesus' delay is coming, church only were perfect to Ematora India. I want on Nicolo Dada one want church. I want people to two Dada one church. But hey, You are my brother. You are my sister. I stick with you until he comes. As long as we are obeying his word, hey. And then there's something that the world watches. That's why we don't stand at the gate every Sunday. You walk, ole, wole, 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 kolo ekpo, padasile, Lord, treat ara. No. Because there is washing of the water by the word. Praise God. And when we are growing together, we are growing together. That's the way this is work. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. I said, the word works. The word works. It works in our health. Can we stand tonight and just give him praise, give him glory?
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,